on this week's episode of I'm Your Football Team. Carson Wentz out from 5 weeks to 15 years. The generic New York Giants make the news again. I'm them. And we play a game strictly for NFL fans. Leave your coat and feelings at the door and let's geek. I'm me. I'm this podcast. I'm this song. I'm this intro.
Dad, stop. You're embarrassing me.
Really? All right.
I'm you, Dad.
Good call, honey. Great call, actually. Welcome to I'm Your Football Team. Now, newcomers and all, once again, I'm You is just a term to make fun of everything and anything. It's simple terminology that people have caught on to throughout the years, and I'm sure you'll catch on to it easily as well. What's going on, Mike Fury, Arthur OG? Arthur, you got a haircut. I just realized it.
What's up, fellas? I cut my hair 3 weeks ago. Thanks for noticing.
Oh.
It's always like that, isn't it? You know,
you're the one that bought the Flo-B.
I'm your 1980s joke. Nobody knows what a Flo-B is.
You used it before, didn't you?
No, I've never.
On this podcast.
Used that generic. You're horrible with your horrible jokes.
Jesus Christ.
You would have been like great on like Howard Stern in 1983 with your horrible jokes. But anyways.
But hey, listen, you know what? Yeah. I'm sorry if like.
Did you ever use a Flo-B though? Did you ever use one?
No. I don't need
what was it again? It was like a vacuum you put on your head, right?
It was like a hair cutter. You put on the end of the like a vacuum hose. And you know, obviously the hair just goes right into the vacuum, so you don't.
Yeah.
But, it's quite ingenious, actually.
If it worked,
how do you know that it didn't work?
Obviously, it didn't. Nowhere to be seen. All right, so what's going on? What else is going on, guys? Anything interesting on your side that's not football related?
No, other than the Lakers pretty much traded for an entirely new team today.
Who else did they get? I know they got Russell Westbrook, but who else did they end up getting?
Dude, they got Russell Westbrook. They brought back Trevor Ariza. They got Older Dwight guys. Howard back. They got
I know you got Kendrick
Carmelo,
Nunn.
Carmelo Anthony, Heat. Kendrick Nunn, Carmelo Wayne Ellington. They basically just built an entire new team altogether.
Okay. I'm not surprised. You know, that's how LeBron is every year. Always needs LeBron to find James. Somebody.
Bro, after watching Space Jam, who would want to come play with this guy? I mean, come on.
Dude, I tried to go through it again with my youngest, and I just the acting, just everything is just horrific.
Right.
It opens up on LeBron James's community he lives in, like his house,
like real life, or like
no, I mean where he lives. His house is freaking huge. The mansion, he has like all this stuff, and you're just thinking, this is the guy who says he's oppressed all the time.
Yeah,
it's the first thing that goes through my head.
One of his couple of houses, he owns a couple of houses, right? Yeah.
Your football camps have started. Have you been following him at all?
A little bit.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, I guess from what I'm hearing is Bill Belichick still he's been preaching. So far, it's like Cam Newton's the starter. So
when he's been a gentleman so far, he's been a gentleman. I've seen with his remarks with the media, like especially talking about Matt Jones. Yeah, like with Matt Jones.
Big Mac attack.
Remember he said he's as cool as the side of a pillow or whatever he said.
Yeah,
recently. And he said, you know, he's there for him. And that's one thing I've heard about Cam Newton too. As hard as I've been on him, is that he's people like him. Like, he's a good teammate.
Well, yeah, dude. That's why a lot of players want to play with him.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's,
that's a big, that's a big deal. That's why I think we signed a lot of guys in free agency because they want to play with Cam Newton.
That's not why they signed. I'm you.
No, it is. Dude.
No, they didn't sign. Oh, really? They really care. I want to play with Cam Newton, so I'm signing with.
You asked me.
You have no insider.
What's going on with my team?
And you just make shit up. That's what you do. You just make stuff up. That's what you do. Nobody signs contracts to play with Cam Newton. All right? I'm that. Where did you read that? Did you read that somewhere? Or like
I wrote it down myself, and then I read it back to myself.
He wrote it on his hand so he doesn't forget.
Yeah.
So
I
got
like
the
Cam
info
Newton.
From Nickelodeon.
Did you see Carson Wentz, man?
Oh yeah.
Dude,
I
heard the news and I was like, of course. As soon as I start hyping them up and I think he's gonna turn the corner, he goes and gets injured again.
That guy's cursed so far.
Yeah, and it's something too. Like my call is though, they're like, he's out 5 to 12 weeks. Like I'm that. Like
that's a big window.
That is. That's like the old school cable company. Yeah, I'll be, you know, I'll be at the house between Monday and next Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, just be home tomorrow from 5 a.m. to midnight.
But what kind of range
they don't
is that?
Show
that
up makes, anyway.
I've never ever, I mean, usually it's 5 to 7 or 10 to 12, 5 to 12. But did you see what happened? Their offensive lineman, the guy Quentin Nelson.
Oh, he got his foot stepped on.
The same thing. He has a foot. Yeah. He has the same foot problem. Yeah. He's having surgery. And they said, because they have the same doctor. This doctor's like, yeah, he'll be out 5 to 12 weeks. Too.
Hey, listen, here's someone better call Indianapolis and tell him to stop practicing with concrete shoes.
Yeah, what's going on? I'm their foot problem, dude.
Jesus.
You know what? I don't see any sneaker endorsements for the Colts in the near future, by the way.
Fucking military steel boots or something.
I know. The hell is going on with their feet?
Yeah, man, I was so excited for the Colts, and then now it looks like who's even the backup? I know Jacoby Brissett's up there.
Here's another idea.
Right? I mean, that Jacoby Brissett, I always liked him, man. I don't think he got a fair shot. But Nick, I heard Philip Rivers might be coming back, dude.
What about Nick Foles?
No. Philip Rivers, dude. Philip Rivers is thinking about coming back.
I know. I'm telling you, what about Nick Foles?
Because I'm Nick Foles.
He's in Chicago, bro.
You are?
First of all, he's on Chicago, but it makes no sense. Like, I'm your guy. Wow, that was genius. Nick Foles? Nobody thought of Nick Foles. Nobody.
Really?
That's the first time I've heard that.
Are you saying I'm a genius?
That's groundbreaking.
Are you saying that
so
I'm
many
a
people
genius?
Have said Nick Foles, and you say it like, hey, how about Nick Foles? Like it was your idea. And it's a horrible one too. Yeah. Yeah. Let's have the same rift we had in Philly but with the Colts now. That's a great idea.
So hey, do we want to start this episode over or something?
No, we don't, but a lot of anger. Horrible.
A lot of I love how at the start of all these rants, Mike's just got like this like little smirk on his face. And
yeah.
By the end of it, he's just like looking in the monitor, like he's completely.
Hey, Ernst, you.
Anyways, can I go back to Philip Rivers, which was actually reported that he was that he might be thinking about coming out of retirement, which would be a better idea.
Burt Jones.
But here's the.
Who are you talking about, Burt Jones or fucking Johnny Unitas?
Did he go into retirement, or did nobody just want him?
No, he went into retirement, but I think the reason he's questioning it is because to come out is because of the situation he's in. They might need someone. I guess he's coaching football right now.
I was almost going to say, wouldn't it be bad to have Philip Rivers as a backup? And then I caught myself. Dude, that guy has to drive two minivans anywhere he goes. He drives one and his wife drives one.
He could just buy like a dump truck or something.
Let's talk about the New York Giants and what they're in shambles right now. Did you see what Kelvin Benjamin said?
Are they really?
Kind of. Who? I mean, the news is coming out with them, or you know, things don't seem like they're going crisp at camp right now.
Huge fight too.
Yeah, I saw there was a brawl. I didn't.
But let's backtrack for the last week. You had Kelvin Benjamin as well, who came out and bashed.
I feel like you're having trouble saying his name. It's Benjamin.
Benjamin.
You're saying Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Okay, that's okay.
Kelvin Benjamin. Is that what I said?
Benjamin.
Kevin Benjamin.
It's Benjamin.
Kelvin. It's Kelvin, though, not Kevin.
Benjamin.
You're saying Kevin Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Well, I'm going to have to listen to that back. And all right, everyone, if Arthur's right, I'm me. Okay. And if he's wrong, I'm him. Okay. And I'm going to leave it in there.
Okay.
Regardless, Kevin Benjamima.
Whoa, anyway, dude.
Benjamin went off on Joe Judge because I guess he called him a liar. Did you guys read all that or no?
I saw the headline with Benjamin. I don't know what he said to him, but he obviously they released him.
There you go. I'm you. You wasted 30 seconds right there. So you didn't. Okay. So yeah. So what happened is that what he did was he ended up saying that the coach curses too much. And on that, like, what coach doesn't curse? He's like, he thinks he's a badass and all this and all this stuff. I mean, he just trashed him. But the truth of the matter is the reason they cut him is because he came in, he weighed too much, I guess.
Yeah.
And he was overweight. They paid him to play tight end, not to be like the team bus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, he was like 20 pounds overweight.
Right.
And he tried to say it was all muscle.
He knows he was on the way out, and he was just trying to save face. The coach is cursing too much. We shouldn't be cursing.
But
so
how great is that? How he said that it was all muscle. He said, yeah, no, but, he's 20 pounds.
Hey, that's what I say all the time.
But the thing too is that the only thing that he said, which kind of made sense, is he passed the conditioning. Like he passed everything.
Okay.
It's not like he was out of shape. He's like, I'm in shape. I just, you know, he's like, but it doesn't matter. So, they probably didn't want him.
Well, he's a guy that's bounced around to a couple of teams. So it's got to be something with him as well. His mm-hmm, attitude mm-hmm. or his work ethic. You know what
could
I'm saying?
Be, man. It could be. I mean, what? He was on Carolina and then he was on your team too, right?
Then he went to Buffalo, I think, for a year. I don't think he's been in the league that long.
No, maybe you're right. I think when I was reading the article, it just triggered my mind that I think he's been out of the league.
Oh,
he
yeah.
was a year or two
yeah.
and he's making yeah. a comeback as a tight end.
Yeah.
I see.
That's what it is. But yeah.
So it's not going so well.
No, that. And then also, of course, what you guys brought up, the Giants brawl, bro.
Like,
really?
They were throwing like chairs around and
if
shit.
If you watch the video, you can actually see Jason Garrett clapping the whole time in the background.
Oh, yeah. He's like, golf clap. Hey, right, come on, boys. We're only down 50 to nothing.
Bro, I can't tell you how every Cowboy fan wanted to chop that guy's fucking hands off.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so bad. But no, bro. It was like a battle royal. It was like, but not like the WWE. It was more like Glow battle royal. Okay. You remember Glow?
Oh, yeah. Gorgeous ladies of wrestling.
They're all like pulling hair and smacking each other all around. Yeah. No, Daniel Jones just started running and just tripped out of nowhere.
Like the reference to that run. Didn't he have a run when he did that? He was going to go around the side and he tripped and he stumbled.
Yeah, that is exactly what it is. It was a reference to the run. But thank you for explaining it to everyone else.
Oh, you're welcome.
Which I'm kind of glad you did, because maybe not a lot of people would have caught that. So maybe you did a good thing for once, Fury.
Oh, thanks, boss. I feel so much. I feel a little less humiliated.
What you're saying, Mike, is very true. There's always fight. Did you play high school football? I forget.
I played middle school football, dude.
It's called Little League in Pop Warner. There's no such thing as middle school football.
Well, it's not called in my fucking town. It's called
middle your middle school, school had a tackle football. Your middle school had a tackle football team.
Yeah.
What was the name of your middle school?
We only played three games and we were 0-3. We fucking sucked. I was a fat little kid back then, so they put me on the line. I was nose tackle and I was offensive guard.
Yeah, that's what usually happens to the
unathletic kids. Dude, I got two sacks. Yeah.
Two sacks and you were on the offensive line? That's amazing.
I was.
Tackling your own quarterback?
Oh, dude, I used to hold all the time and I was fucking holding people. I was.
But no, that was a big thing in high school and college, is that they, like in practice, like when you first get pads on, there were fights all the time. Like you're saying.
Well, that's just.
And they let it go, you know? But this is like, you know what you don't hear much of anymore? Is the hazing. Because you remember they used to haze all the time, like rookies and stuff. You don't hear that at all anymore. And rightfully so. I'm that. I used to hate that. Like even when I was a senior in high school, I never picked on freshmen. It was like, what is that thing that people like?
It's not even like a fun.
It's like a frat house.
Anything isn't even fun, bro. It's just like straight up abuse.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Like, it's just.
I think now they might do the haircuts. That might still be a thing. You know what I'm saying?
Which during COVID, everyone shaved their head anyways.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, it's funny and it's not that bad.
It's like you're just minding your business. Like, hey, pin that kid down. I'm going to put my ass in his face. Yeah.
And fucking fart on him.
And you're just trying to walk to like biology. You're like, huh? Who?
That's why Mike Fury loved to get hazed, by the way. He tried to get hazed on purpose because he likes
shit, that happens.
In his face.
That happens to me at work, like right now. Current day. That happens to me at work all the time.
Oh, no. Please don't haze me. No. Why is he lying down on his own?
Why did he just fall down and just like?
Why did he tie his hands behind his own back?
Yeah,
dude. That's one. Honestly, man, that's why I could never be in a fraternity in a million fucking years.
Dude,
like I'm that, bro. I could not have people coming in, telling me what to do, being fucking disrespectful. Yeah. These little rich little bitch ass kids.
You gotta kiss me.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, go wash my car,
you
bitch.
You gotta kiss me, dude, because you're gay. Right, guys?
Well,
bro, I'm not even kidding you. When I was up in Orlando when I was going to film school. One of my friends from high school, he was an underclassman, right?
Yeah.
He just joined a fraternity.
Right.
Oh, he was pledging and all that. So I went over his house. This kid burst through the door. And I guess he had like books on the table. He threw his fucking books. And he's like, pick it up. And this kid, I'm not going to say his name. You know, he's walking over, he's picking it up. And I'm looking at this kid. I want to drop him. I'm like, you know, what the hell's going on? And that's where I got the car thing from. Cause he told him, he goes, washing my car 7 a.m. and walked out. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck was that? He's like, I told you I'm pledging in that fraternity.
He's like, oh, that's my dad.
That's my dad.
Service Team of Professionals, aka Stop Restoration of Edison, is a locally owned and operated business that provides professional disaster cleaning and restoration services, including a 24-hour emergency service to homeowners, property managers, real estate investors, and insurance companies alike. Stop Restoration helps people overcome the stress and anxiety of unforeseen circumstances caused by fire, smoke, water, mold, and other unexpected damages. As part of a nationally recognized restoration franchise, Stop Restoration of Edison is backed by the best technical advisors and business consultants in the country. Visit them right now online at www.stop-edison.com.
But yeah, bro, it's like
love
it's,
you too, Dad.
It makes no sense. And you're paying for friends, like,
yeah.
And that's
yeah.
What happens with a lot of people that join fraternities. I know it helps too to get jobs, they say. It's like a status thing too. Like if you're part of a fraternity, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
The only fraternity I ever wanted to join was Lambda Lambda Lambda.
Yep.
Oh, from Revenge of the Nerds.
Go ahead, Fury. See, that was your opportunity. That's why you're not quick enough.
What?
You should come at me now.
Oh.
Say, I'm right. You with your 80s references. Like I just did the same thing you did in the beginning of the.
You should come at
Lambda, me. Lambda, 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 Lambda. Break.
Clap your hands, everybody.
Everybody, clap your hands. You know what's great about that, too, is like there is no way in hell that movie would be made today.
Let's you want to talk about this football game?
We can. I mean, I'll tell you, we all know that
is an NFL show
tonight. There's no shut up, Susie, you little shit.
Wow.
Hold on a second.
Hang on, fans. This is where Keith Ernst goes and beats the shit out of his little dog.
So, yes, Thursday night's game tonight, 5 o'clock. Tonight. Oh, so we're on the West Coast because we're in La La Land over here. If you don't believe me, just take a big whiff and you can smell the homeless from your radio.
Oh, yeah.
Or wherever you're listening to this. But anyways, yeah. So we got the Dallas Cowboys versus the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Hall of Fame game. The reason why is that they both have, obviously – players going into the Hall of Fame. We all know how the Hall of Fame game is. No starters are playing. Okay. Right. Dak is definitely not playing because, you know, they're holding back on his shoulder. But I'm excited for the Cowboys because of our backup quarterback situation, which looks very bleak and disgusting right now. So I want to see what this Gilbert Godfrey guy has.
Gilbert Godfrey?
Sorry, I meant Garrett Gilbert. We call him Gilbert Godfrey.
On the other show.
Yeah. So him and Cooper Rush and Ben DiNucci. Who could have had one of the worst games I've ever seen in my life when he started on Sunday night.
The Nooch? The Danooch?
The Nooch. It's not delivery. It's the Nooch. The Nooch. As far as the Steelers go, you know you're not going to see Big Ben.
Right.
So, everyone, if you're just excited to see, like, the NFL being back, that's what the Hall of Fame game is for. And you could see the rookies, like, we have Parsons, Micah Parsons for the Cowboys, who's going to get a lot of playing time, the rookie linebacker. So you get to see, you know, all those kind of players, but don't plan on seeing any, you know, any of the stars or anything like that, except on the sidelines goofing off.
What you're saying is we shouldn't watch the game at all.
If you're a football fan, I think that you can't help but not to.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Just to see the NFL out there, man, with a live stadium.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it's going to be awesome, man, just for that. And then after like the first 5 minutes, you know.
Hey, so I don't know if it's away. This year or next year, but I read an article, I can't remember, that – they're going to allow the throwback uniforms again.
Ugh, I hate those.
Here's another trivia that you probably will not get. The Steelers helmet. Does anybody know why they only have that decal on one side?
Why?
I don't know. I'm asking a question.
Oh, so you don't have the answer.
I don't have the answer.
You asked it in such a way where you were going to enlighten us with some.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Some cool like urban legend.
I enlightened you guys.
So maybe they just do that for no reason then, Mike. Like they could
have
just did that.
Here's one. You know why it's only on one side? No, Mike. Why? Oh, I don't know. I'm asking you.
Nothing. It's just with the way they did it. They did it because they wanted to see what it looked like, and then they just kept it. Look up the Earl Campbell versus Jack Tatum, everyone, when you get a chance.
Okay.
It's on this. It's on the goal line, and you know how hard Jack Tatum hit, and how hard they hit each other on the goal line at full speed.
Uh-huh.
And it's almost like Rocky too. You know when both Apollo and Rocky.
Oh yeah, when the gloves explode.
No. When they both hit each other.
That's the beginning.
No, that's Rocky IV in the beginning. But yeah, in Rocky II, there's no gloves.
Oh, you talking about the end? We don't actually see the punch. There's like, you want to ring the bell? Ding, ding.
That's and Rocky III, bro. Like,
they dance around.
What
and
the hell
they
is
go
wrong
in.
With you? You just ruined everything. You can't even get the fucking Rocky right. How are you bringing up Rocky V next?
You named every Rocky movie except for the right one.
When Apollo Creed's son comes and they're fighting, like, no, that's Creed.
Yeah.
Horrible. Anyways, yeah, bro, they hit each other and go down. Now, here's something I want to talk about. Did you guys see who got released today?
Somebody recently?
Jeff Gladney. Do you guys know who he is? So Jeff Gladney was actually a first-round pick for the Minnesota Vikings in 2020. He's a defensive back.
I'm looking at it now. Vikings,
Jeff,
right?
What's his name?
Yeah, that's what I just said. Yeah, so yeah, he was a first-round pick, I think number pick 20 for the Vikings, but he ended up getting in a domestic abuse charge, and he was indicted today. He apparently choked, hit, and pushed his girlfriend.
Okay.
And not he got released. So he's going to see if he clears waiver. Can I finish telling the fucking story, please, Mike? I'm you. You're horrible. I'm like, Minnesota Vikings, he was the number one pick for Minnesota Vikings. Yeah, I'm reading here that he's from Minnesota. After I just fucking said it. And then I'm actually explaining the charges, and then you just jump in and say, what did you even say when I was explaining the charges? Like, what did you say?
Go ahead.
Fuck, dude. He might clear waivers. Somebody might take a shot on him. I don't know.
Gary Jones, where you at, buddy?
Possibly. So I meant, you never know who's going to. I think any high-profile team like the Cowboys need to stay away from him, because if you pick someone like that up, it's going to disrupt the locker room. But a team that's not, like, say, the Bengals or something like that, why not? You know what I mean? Because here's the thing, okay? Here's my whole problem with this, is his attorney came out, or his agent, I'm sorry, his agent came out with this whole speech saying, oh, so much for innocent until proven guilty. You know, this team, they cut him right away and this and that and blah, blah. Yeah, he is innocent until proven guilty. That's true. It has nothing to do with what the team does, though. I mean, why is he putting himself in this situation? It's not the Vikings' fault. Of course they're going to release him. You understand what I'm saying? Now, if he's found, I know it would suck if everything's made up, which it very well can be. But, who you associate with as an NFL player needs to be taken into account.
And the NFL has had such a
long
history of, like, domestic abuse and domestic violence that it's like, dude, they're on a zero-strike policy, man. Like, whether it's true, whether it's not true, they just want to – every team just wants to distance themselves from all that.
Exactly, dude. And these – I mean, to be indicted and have these charges, I mean, and, it's just like when Zeke went through his, none of that happened. I mean, they investigated this thoroughly, and I'm not saying he's guilty. He still might not be guilty, but the fact that the Vikings released him, that's not bad on their part. They have to, and I wouldn't be surprised if no one picks him up right now. I mean, but here's the thing though: if he's found not guilty, and this is all made up, what's going to happen to that girl?
You know what? I'm glad you went that direction, because I was hoping you would go there. At a certain point, man, like, you hear so many things of like, this girl accuses this guy of something, and then they go to trial, and then in the middle of trial, oh, it didn't really happen. I was just upset about this and that. Like, and nothing happens to them. They go out scot-free.
I know.
Meanwhile, the guy is like labeled as like a rapist and a sexual abuser and all this and that. His life's completely in shambles. He has nothing left at the end of it. And she's just like, just lolly jolly, just going around and just.
Yeah, no, it's bullshit, dude.
Dude, bro, at a certain point, it's like, dude, like, the look guy what happened should to be the... able to, he has, a guy should be able to turn around and say, like, what the fuck, man? She was lying. Yeah. Like, look how much damage is.
It's like, you look at, like the lacrosse team, that girl that made everything up, that got got the coach fired, had those kids in the Duke lacrosse team. They were getting suspended. They lost their season. They lost Scott, all this crap. Right? And she made it up, and nothing happened to her. Nothing.
But would, yeah,
all you're just asking for is accountability, man, and fairness. Really, yeah. That's all it is.
Did you, Mike? Have you ever hit a girl before?
Oh, all the time. I beat the shit out of him.
He beats the shit out of himself.
Yeah, it makes counts, me right? feel good.
All right, let me ask you a question. If there's a girl, right? Say, like, who's the best UFC female fighter right now?
Amanda Nunes.
Oh, do you think she could beat Mike Fury up?
She will kill Mike Fury.
And she would kill probably either of us too, right?
I'd like to think I have a chance, but I don't have a chance.
Okay.
I have like 60 pounds on her, but that's not enough.
So do you think that, so Mike, so this lady he speaks of, you know what a badass she is, okay? And she's coming for you.
Yeah.
She's looking for you because you pissed her off somehow.
Uh-huh.
Which isn't hard to believe.
Right. I mean,
considering how you get me
considering
going
what's happened
show.
The last half an hour.
I mean, now you know she's coming for you and she gets you in a corner.
Uh-huh.
And you like, oh, like you've watched her videos. This girl's gonna annihilate me. What do you do?
I kick her right in the cunt. Like probably 10 times right in a row, like rapid. Boom, 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 boom.
I bet you break her foot, be out 5 to 12 weeks.
You wouldn't get
Yeah,
one
she catches
off.
My foot and puts me in like a fucking like
in a heel
death grip.
And you're done.
Breaks my leg, my ankle. Yeah.
He's trying to pull up his pants at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's backing up and pulling his pants.
Yeah. It's like, hey.
Keith, I think because the Cowboys are down here for training camp.
Yeah.
I think they play the Rams in Oxnard. You want to go?
They do. It's a practice game. Yeah.
You want to go? Just get fucked up and just try to get kicked out? 44-year-old Keith Ernst was arrested today at the Cowboys and Rams scrimmage game in Thousand Oaks.
I went to the Oxnard.
This is America.
Thing.
I thought this is America. Yeah. Is it bringing me in the cop car?
I just want an autograph.
It's America's team.
And week one, Arthur, we're going to be out in Vegas, man.
Yeah.
Who do Cowboys play week one?
Well, we play Tampa on Thursday, the opening game.
Oh, open. That's
so that's not going to be there, but we're going to be there opening weekend. We're going to be at, you know, that Circa place I told you about and betting all the games and all that shit, dude.
I've been hearing more and more about that hotel.
Sebastian's staying there the whole time. I'm staying at the Four Queens, and then I'm going there on Sunday to Circa.
So then it'll be Five Queens for the weekend?
Yes.
Last summer, we went to the Wynn. We stayed for the weekend. It was like $80 a night.
Yeah.
They were just giving the rooms away.
Yeah, I know. I stayed at Treasure Island for $7 a night. I remember.
Is that your go-to hotel?
All right, everybody. Just so you know, last week we played a game I made up, but we decided to release it this week. And the game pretty much is, when I name an NFL franchise, who's the first player that pops in your head? So the two Jablooks need to see if they got the same player I thought of. The winner gets a $20 bar tab courtesy of Jameson's Pub in Santa Monica, California. Big time shit here. Mike Fury's audio is going to sound a little different due to him being on set on a soundstage last week and him being an asshole face as always, but now you know what's up. Let's get the game rolling.
All right, so here's something that I realized. I want to play one of my games with you because Arthur loves my games. Fury.
Yeah.
You want to play a game?
Do we have a choice? All right.
I'm not going to yell at you, okay?
No, go ahead, buddy. Yeah, all bullshit. Right. You're lying already. You're like, this is a good question. See, this is why I hate you. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Was that an accurate description?
That was amazing.
Yeah.
It sounded like me when I was getting married. That's how I read my vows. That was amazing. I'm going to give you a team, all right? Because what I was thinking, like when I hear a football team, okay?
Okay.
I'll give you an example with basketball. When I think Chicago Bulls, first person I think of as a player is Michael Jordan, right?
Yeah, right.
That's what most people would think. I'm going to go through I want you to try to guess which player popped into my mind first as I go through every team.
Oh, into your mind.
Into my mind. Guaranteed. Listen, I want to see if we're on the same wavelength.
Weird thing.
But you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. I'm going to get you go first, Fury, okay? So the first name, and then Arthur, you could steal from him if he gets it wrong, okay?
Okay.
All right, Arizona Cardinals. Who do you think I thought of first?
The quarterback.
Who do you think? What's the name? See, I don't want to yell at you. But what is wrong
I just forgot his name. God damn. What the hell? What the hell's his name again?
It's not quarterback. I know that. And it's not him. You're wrong. You're wrong.
Oh, wait, wait, wait. Can I guess again?
No, you can't. You're done. Arthur, go ahead.
Because you're a fucking patriot to this country, I'm going to say Pat Tillman.
No, but that's a great one.
Now okay, I know it.
Well, then you're not a patriot and you're a sham.
I know.
All right, who is it?
Larry Fitzgerald.
It's Larry Fitzgerald. That's the first person that popped up.
He has all right. Fits in him.
All right, you ready? Ready, Arthur?
Okay, next. Go
on. Chicago Bears.
Riverboat Ron.
No. What do you say? What do you say, Fury?
Chicago Bears. No, I meant Brian Urlacher.
No. What do you say, Fury? Chicago Bears.
Walter Payton.
Yes.
I mean, we're taking your word for it. You could just be like, yeah.
You really? You think I'd be saying you're right? If it's anything, I would say you're wrong.
Okay.
I was going to make anything up. All right. Packers. Fury, you're up. Packers.
Bart Starr.
Nope. Go ahead, Arthur.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to take the most obvious answer, but I'm going to say, because you're a bit of an unorthodox kind of guy, I'd say Reggie White.
No, but you're going to get it right another time, maybe. Go ahead.
Aaron Rodgers.
Nope. Go ahead, Arthur.
Brett Favre.
Yes, Brett Favre. All right, 2-1. All right, you ready?
I'm trying not to go with the most obvious one, but you're picking.
No, I don't want you. No, ones. You need to. You have to.
Wait a minute. I'm not trying to trick you guys.
I'm not trying to trick you guys at all.
Wait.
No, I'm trying to think outside of the box. I'm not trying to be like, you know.
Fury.
Go ahead. I think Arthur's first.
All right, Arthur, you're first. New York Giants.
Lawrence Taylor.
Yes. 2-2.
I almost said Eli Manning.
All right, you ready? You ready, Fury?
Yeah.
Detroit Lions.
Barry Sanders.
Yes. Okay, so Fury's up 3-2. Philadelphia Eagles. You kind of said it before.
Donovan McNabb.
No. Go ahead, Fury.
You said it before today?
He or did. Past? He said it before.
I didn't hear it.
Well, I don't all care. Right, then do your own.
Randall Cunningham.
Nope.
Reggie White.
There it is. Yep. 3-3. All right. Here we go.
I forgot he played for the Eagles until after you said that I said it.
All right. Here we go, Fury. You ready?
Yeah.
Washington football team.
Joe Theismann.
No.
See, this is a – you can make up anything you want on the fly.
Dude, stop. Nobody – I'm you. What does that have to do – why would I do that? There's nothing like to gain. I'm actually trying to see if you guys are thinking the same thing. I'm your conspiracies.
All right, go ahead.
When I think of Washington Redskins, not Washington fans, mm-hmm. Washington Redskins, the only name that stands out to me is Sean Taylor.
No.
Oh.
Go ahead, Fury.
Oh, John Riggins.
John Riggins. That's it. John Riggins. That's the name. That.
Yeah.
All right.
Not old, you know?
What are we playing to, by the way? 100?
No, we're just going through every. There's 32. There's 32 teams.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll do it that way.
I know you're on the NFL podcast and you should have known that, but it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, Arthur, you're up. Pittsburgh Steelers. And it's not. I'm gonna tell you right now, it's not a recent player.
Joe Green?
No. Go ahead, Fury.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question? I wasn't listening.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mean Joe Green.
You're horrible. God damn it.
Wait,
horrible.
Did you just say that?
He did.
Did
just
you just
say that?
That?
Oh. I'm you.
All right. Well, I'm sorry,
such
man.
Such a douchebag. No. All right.
Wait. Let me. I get.
No. This is the same guy who said. This is the same guy when we were playing Taboo. Everyone. When I said, vampires hate it, and you put it on pizza. He said pineapple. And that was for a minute of me staring at him, looking at him like he's the biggest fucking idiot in the world. When everyone and their mother knew it was garlic. And then he argues with me afterwards about it. Okay? The same guy who just picked the same answer as Arthur. All right, Arthur, go ahead. Your turn.
Oh, pineapple.
He might not like pineapple either.
He's not a recent player.
I know who it is.
Terry Bradshaw?
Terry Bradshaw. There you go. Arthur takes the lead.
That's tough because there's so many like Steelers I can name.
There is. But that's why I said that. All right. Okay. So Fury.
Yes.
The Rams.
Pineapple.
The Rams. Jack Youngblood.
No. Go ahead, Arthur.
Mr. 2000, Eric Dickerson.
Yes. Okay. What? That's the who's why would you say Jack Youngblood? Even though he's a, Eric Dickerson is like the Ram.
Do you know who Jack Youngblood is?
Absolutely, I know who Jack Youngblood is, but he's not. Eric Dickerson is like probably one of the most famous Rams. If anything, Kurt Warner maybe second or Marshall Faulk.
Okay.
Okay, you're up. Oh, this is an easy one. 49ers.
Joe Montana.
No.
Nah.
Go ahead, Fury.
Jerry Rice.
No. I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's Jerry Rice. Of course it's Jerry Rice. Greatest
it's
football
the
player
Panther.
Ever. You got
Colin
this one
Kaepernick.
First.
God, I should have said Kaepernick.
Oh, God. I would have broke my – I would have went and just – yeah.
Oh, man, I forgot.
I would have just went – I would have been arrested. I would have just went and knocked out my neighbor for no reason. He done that. All right, so
– knock on his door.
Open the fucking door.
Oh, hey, Keith. Are you right. Returning the sugar that we let you borrow?
I got to talk to you. Open the fucking door.
Before I punch you in the face, I need you to take
me. Yeah. Oh, here's your sugar and pow.
All right, this one, Fury, I don't expect Arthur to get, but I expect you. Okay?
Okay, so no, just no pressure, right?
The Browns.
Jim Brown.
No, but I, honestly, that's a good one.
Okay,
no.
So I didn't get it.
You then. Didn't get it. Go ahead.
The Browns.
I don't know why his name popped up, but it did. Like, I would think it would have been, like, that's one that should have, but I think it's just so long ago that it didn't at first. Jim Brown,
I'm surprised you didn't say Jim Brown, considering you're a Patriot and the guy loves the country.
Yeah, I know. What's going on?
So that's two Patriots. You're 0-2 on two American heroes. You lipped hard. Josh Gordon.
Nah. Go ahead. Go ahead, Fury.
Oh, this could be Ernest Byner.
Nope. All right, I'll give
you.
Do you want to give us a hint?
We'll let him go one more time. All right, I'll give you a hint right now. It's not a quarterback or a running back, or he doesn't play, or he didn't play defense.
Or he didn't play on the team.
He's actually a baseball player.
Yeah. Wait.
So it's not Bernie Kosar either, which I thought one of you guys would say.
Okay. All right. I was thinking about that.
No, you weren't, you liar.
Yeah, I was. I know who it is.
Who? Wait, Arthur.
Can I say it?
No, wait, Arthur, go ahead. Arthur, it's before your time.
Before my time. Oh. What's his name?
Yes!
They're gonna kill me, dude. Jarvis Landry.
Jarvis Landry?
What?
I don't know anybody from Cleveland.
All right, go ahead. Take it, Fury. I know you know now. Who is it? Go, Fury. Your turn.
Ozzie Newsome?
Ozzie Newsome. There you go. That's the guy who popped up. Isn't that crazy? He was good, though, man. By the way, the score is 6-6. Whoever wins gets a $20 beer tab on me, liquor tab.
Ooh.
Okay. And that's a fact. All right.
Now I'm paying attention.
Okay, here we go. You ready? You ready, Arthur?
Yep.
Okay, this one is the Colts.
It's got to be the big maverick, Peyton Manning.
You got it right. It's Peyton Manning. All right.
I would have gotten that wrong. I was going to say Johnny United.
Just so you know, the first person to pop into my mind, but I'm not using him because he's a coach, because I wanted to keep it players, and then I did a player and it popped up, was Tom Landry for the Cowboys. So it's not Tom Landry. But what player popped into my mind first with the Dallas Cowboys? Go ahead, Mike Fury.
Ed Too Tall Jones.
Great, great call, but it's not him.
Michael Irvin.
Nope.
Emmitt Smith.
Yep. Which is crazy it wasn't Drew Pearson, because he's my favorite Cowboy, but Emmitt popped up, man.
So we're 7-7, right?
Yep, 7-7. Okay. You go first this time, Arthur. The Chiefs.
Tony Gonzalez.
Nope. That's a good one, though. Go ahead, Fury.
Joe Montana.
No.
What? Okay. Yeah, but why do you say...
Because he had two seasons with him. That's not the first person that popped.
So? He took him to the championship game, didn't he?
Dwayne Bowe.
Nope.
Oh, I get it. Christian Okoye.
Nope.
Patrick Mahomes?
Yes.
Oh.
Patrick Mahomes. First person that popped up.
Tony Franklin, the kicker. I don't know.
He was the kicker on the fucking Patriots, right?
Yeah, he kicked barefoot.
But did he kick for the Chiefs too?
Yep.
I didn't know that. You don't know either.
I don't know.
All right. Chargers.
Junior Seau.
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
What?
Huh?
Nope.
Dan Fouts.
Nope.
Hold on.
It's Arthur's turn.
My turn.
Yeah, that's my job.
Oh.
Philip Rivers.
Really? Over LT?
Yeah, man. He just had such a long career with them.
I thought it was Sale for sure. It's not him. I thought it would be LT.
Wait, oh, who's the quarterback? You know the quarterback they drafted out of Washington State? Total bust.
Oh, Ryan Leaf?
Ryan Leaf.
Oh, man. Broncos. Oh, who's up? Arthur, you're up. Broncos.
Broncos. Elway?
Yeah, that's easy. Okay, ready, Fury? The Jets.
Joe Namath.
Yes. There you go. Now we're getting there. All right. Oh, this is so easy. All right, Arthur. Patriots.
That's Brady.
Yeah, Brady. It's like laughable. All right, Raiders. Fury. Who pops up in my mind first? Raiders.
Who, Raiders?
Yeah.
Charles Woodson.
Nope.
Oh, I know. Who? Alzado.
Nope.
Rod Woodson. It's not, sorry, did I jump again. In front of you?
Yeah, now he gets a okay. guess twice. Cheated. Go ahead.
Bo Jackson?
No.
Jack Bosa?
Shut up, it's not your fucking turn. Jesus. The worst.
Hey, Jack Bosa.
Who?
He was like Bo Jackson. I'm like Jack Bosa.
You crack yourself up, huh? Yeah. All right.
You have to walk away from that stupid Jamarcus Russell.
No. Fury, go ahead. If you don't get it, it's over.
Ted Hendricks.
Marcus Allen, guys. Marcus Allen.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you think of when you
totally
think of
forgot.
I do. Dude, he's one
totally
of the.
Totally forgot about him.
It's yeah. always Charles Woodson that comes up to me.
All right, so your turn, Arthur. Titans. Tennessee Titans.
Vincent Jackson.
You meant Vince Young? No.
Yeah, Vince Young.
No. Go ahead, Jerry. Tennessee Titans.
He said Steve McNair.
Got it. Okay, Fury. Buffalo Bills.
Jim Kelly.
Yep. Fury's creeping up. Art's up 11 to 10. All right, Arthur. Minnesota Vikings.
Minnesota Vikings. You got to go Randy Moss.
Randy Moss it is. You got it. Atlanta Falcons.
Michael Vick.
Nope.
Bullshit.
What? He walks away like, no, that's not who I thought of, okay? Actually, maybe I should have. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying I want to see if...
Okay.
If it's not Mike Vick, Matt Ryan?
Nope. Go ahead, Fury.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah.
Tony Gonzalez.
Go ahead, Arthur. You.
Wait, did you say that? Dude,
when I think of Atlanta Falcons, I'm Keith Ernst, and I'm thinking Atlanta Falcons, I'm thinking of none other than...
I got it.
Julio Jones.
Nope. Go ahead, Mike.
Deion Sanders.
I totally forgot he played for Atlanta.
Okay. He built that house, as he always says. That's why it stands out. All right. Miami Dolphins, Arthur.
The greatest to do it, Dan Marino.
There you go. Mike Fury, New Orleans Saints.
Drew Brees.
Yep. Okay, back to you, Arthur. Cincinnati Bengals.
Ocho Cinco.
Nope.
No. Fury.
The Icky Shuffle.
Icky Woods? No.
Cincinnati.
I feel there like aren't any other players.
I feel like it's some abstract player that like nobody's heard of. No, believe it or not, it's, you know, Dale Schmungerschmann.
Well, it's not, I'll give you I'll give you a clue.
You ever seen Dale Schmungerschmann play?
Not
he's great.
He played between 1958.
Oh, God, he was the best.
The Red Rocket.
Nope. All right, Fury, this is it. If you don't get this, I'm you, by
wait,
the way.
Are we still on Cincinnati?
Yeah, we're on Cincinnati. What is wrong with it? I expect Arthur to fail at this, but you have an edge. Because you're 5 years older than me, but still.
Okay.
You
Collinsworth.
Collinsworth. It's Boomer Esiason, bro.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Oh, whatever.
Fucking dumbass. I'm you. You suck. You really do suck at games. No, you're horrible. Fucking horrible. Okay. Like, it's not even a joke. All right.
See how angry he's getting with us?
Because it's like when
you don't play my games right.
Icky, he does the Icky. You're doing the Icky. Icky Shuffle played for 3 years.
Yeah, and he was great.
All right.
He was on a Super Bowl team.
Tony Gonzalez on Atlanta, really?
Yes.
Yeah, he played, what, 3-4 seasons with them? Seattle Seahawks.
Russell Wilson.
Yep. Okay, Fury, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tom Brady.
No.
Okay. All right.
John Lynch?
Nope.
Lance Allstott.
You mean Mike Allstott?
Mike, is that what is it? Mike Allstott? I was close.
No, not him either. Think of like one of the most famous ones, guys. Come on.
Warren Sapp.
Warren Sapp. There you go. Okay. Lance Allstott. Carolina Panthers.
Oh, Smith, the receiver.
Steve Smith. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll let you have that. Okay.
Wow, not Cam Newton.
Not Cam Newton. It's Jacksonville Jaguars.
I don't remember his name, but the first quarterback that he drafted.
Mark Brunell?
Yeah.
No. Go ahead, Fury.
Oh, Jacksonville? Yeah. Jacksonville.
Duh.
Hang on. Jacksonville. Mark Brunell. Wait, did you already say it?
He already said Mark Brunell. Yeah, he already said it.
Oh, God damn. Who else is that? Tony Fedorovich.
What's wrong with you? Jimmy Smith, guys. Jimmy Smith.
Oh, whatever.
What do you mean whatever? He's their most prolific receiver they've had. He holds every fucking record. The guy was a beast. Sometimes I feel like we're not doing a football podcast. What's wrong with you? All right, Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, Ray Lewis.
Okay. Whoa, okay. So this is it right now, guys. Last one.
Are we tied? What's the score?
No, you're not tied. Arthur, you're up by one. So if you can get this one, okay, you win. If Fury gets it, you tie, and then no one wins. Okay, you ready?
Okay,
Houston Texans.
JJ Watt.
Nailed it. Look at you, bro. You nailed it. All right, good job.
Yeah. Oh, bro, $20 in my pocket.
All right, everyone, that's going to do it. Thank you for listening to I'm Your Football Team. Please rate, subscribe, possibly leave a review on whatever podcast platform you listen to. And also, remember, we are part of the Chop Sports family, which now has 12 very entertaining podcasts to listen to. And not all the podcasts are sports related, so you know. So make sure you check them out as well. With all that being said, we will see y'all next week.